Christians, by the faith and grace of God, we are Christians.
Hallelujah.
God, in His infinite mercy, called us to be reconciled to Him through His Son, Christ Jesus. Settles it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not what we done, what He did.
Yes.
He changed my soul.
Amen.
From the things of the world unto the things of God.
Hallelujah.
From horse races and gambling and adultery and lying and stealing. He changed my soul.
Amen.
Changed my thoughts.
Amen.
And then my thoughts become so real till they become words in my lips. And they materialize, and now I am a Christian.
Amen.
It made me a different person. That's what made you. See? Now, if you've got a devil mind, and you don't believe it, you say, well, I just wonder. You better watch out.
Amen.
You say, well, brother, I had a good time. I don't care how much good time you had. Say, well, I shouted. That's good. But that still don't mean it. Say, I spoke with tongues. That's good. That still don't mean it.
Amen.
You say, I've healed the sick. That still don't mean it. Jesus said, many will come to me in that day and say, have not cast out devils in your name, done mighty things. You say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity.
Amen.
I don't even know you. Yes, sir.
Yep.
Paul said, though I speak with tongue and man and angels, though I have faith to move mountains, though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor and have not charity, I am nothing.
Amen.
It's got to be a change. Here it is. A change of heart.
Amen.
Not this physical thing, but the heart of your soul.
Amen.
If something angers till your thoughts that way is dull. You don't see that anymore. You just see the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You see righteousness and holiness and purity and love and grace. That's when you've been changed.
Amen.
What is a convert? Convert means to change something over.
Yeah.
And your thoughts, your habits, your being has been changed from a sinner to a Christian.
Amen.
First thing, you know it in your heart.
Yeah.
Then you express it with your lips. And then it materializes, and that's what you are.
Amen.
Now, if you think that you think it, what a word. But you imagine you think it, and you express it, and it doesn't materialize, then you're on the wrong road.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
You get it? Hey, I better talk a little slower. Look, if you imagine you're a Christian and you speak it out with your lips, but you find out that you're not, you better get your thoughts changed. Get your heart changed. See? Because it doesn't bear the record. It doesn't bear fruit of it. But the fruit of the Spirit is gentleness, peace, long-suffering, goodness, mercy, faith. If every little thing comes along, you fly up at it, better be careful.
Amen.
There's something that hasn't happened. You're expressing something here that's not here.
Amen.
Jesus said to the Pharisees, you hypocrites, how can you say good things? That's what made them a hypocrite. They thought one thing in their heart and expressed their lips with something else. A hypocrite is that. That's what makes a hypocrite. But how can you be a hypocrite? For out of the abundance of the heart speaketh the mouth.
Amen.
You don't speak what you really think. See what I mean?
Amen.
You must say what you think.
Amen.
If you don't think it, don't say it. See?
Amen.
Speak your words. Let them come from the bottom of your heart.
Amen.